Tuesday morning we're continuing Chayodim Chalam and Aleph Simon Lamed Aleph, and the Chayodim is talking about mistakes that a person makes in the Kriya which require him to go back again. If the B'Shas Maisa we can correct him for any mistake, but the idea of going back, we're saying that the Kriya was improper to the point that we have to go back. So not all mistakes require the person to go back if the mistake was not corrected at the time. So Chayyim says and continues, they're living in a small village and there's nobody who's knowledgeable enough to read the Sefer Torah properly. So what do you do? So the Lachas Karan Mavorkan Maftirin. See, even though he's not going to read all the words properly, we still read the Kriyas HaTorah. We make the brachas on the Kriyas HaTorah. We say the Haftarah on the Kriyas as well. So we do everything which we would do as if the Kriyas HaTorah was being done in the proper way. But Shemakar La'acher, if we have an option that somebody could read along with him, read to him how to pronounce the words. So Reuven is looking at a Chumash, and Shimon is looking at a Sefer Torah, and Reuven is reading the words from the Chumash to Shimon, and Shimon is reading, hearing the word and then reading it out of the Sefer Torah. This person has to be careful when he does that he makes sure that he's focusing in and reading it, the word from the written, what he sees in the Sefer Torah. He's just hearing from somebody else the correct pronunciation, but he's actually reading the word from the Sefer Torah. The Chayyim says that if that's not possible, we still would read, which means that we're saying the Bidiyavid, even if the words are read improperly, incorrectly, so they don't have to go back. So he says in the parentheses that this is the Shulchan Aruch Zimun Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Beis. And he says, "Ayin b'Torah beis Yosef b'Shem Medrash Shakaron la'Aharon Aharon." So they would read Aharon without the Aleph, and the Medrash is saying that the Bereshim accepts that the mispronunciation of Klal Yisrael, because the Bereshim loves Klal Yisrael so much, the Bereshim accepts their mispronunciation. So that's a source for this concept. It says Digloy Alayahavo, that the lashon of that which the Bereshim is, we're being doigel in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're going out as it were with a dagger, with a flag. We're marching to Hashem's orders, but we darshan instead of the word saying Digloy, but Dilugoy, that they're saying things and then lashon of they're missing something, they're skipping a letter, etc. Skipping a word, however, is not acceptable. A person would have to be corrected if he skipped a word, even if the word does not change pshat, Mishnah Berurah points out. So, for example, Kiani Hichbadati, the word Hichbadati means I made heavy. Ani Hichbadati means I made heavy. So we have to understand why the Bereshim, the Torah, adds that extra word ani. But once the Torah wrote the word extra word ani, even though leaving out the word ani, you would still understand the word, the pasuk correctly. So the halacha is that you have to go back in that situation. But if a person mispronounces a word, he says the word, but he mispronounces it, or he skips a letter in the word. That we're saying, b'di'evit, if we don't have no other option, we would still read the Sefer Torah like that. The Chayyim challenges this. He says that Medrash is not referring to Kriyas HaTorah; it's referring to when they're learning. The person is learning to himself. We're not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So how do we know that if it's just Kriyas HaTorah, you're able to get up and make a bracha based on that? But Halacha L'maaseh, he still accepts the ruling of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that in the Bidiyavid situation, a person does not have to. A person can read the Sefer Torah as such. And therefore, the Chayyim then extrapolates. What about a situation where the people are knowledgeable and they could read it properly, and we're not in this Bidiyavid situation, but they, whatever reason, they read it incorrectly and they were not corrected, and they already have made the bracha achrona of? So can we argue that to make a person go back and reread with another bracha after he's already said the bracha, when you, according to that, we have an idea that at least Bidiyavid, your Yotzei, maybe you should not go back in the situation or not? So Chayyim says that is correct, and that in that situation, once they've There's going to be a point where we do not go back, even though Lachas Machzirin said, there's going to be a point where we no longer say that. And he will discuss that in the next year, where exactly that point is. Have a good day.